You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
What's up, guys? It's the Invasion of Privacy podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wall.
She's about to sneeze. And yeah. We have a special guest today.
We've got Matt Richards here.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Happy birthday.
And before we get started, I want to say that today's podcast is sponsored by Top Notch Cinema. They are an amazing production company. We actually know one of the owners, Greg. Joe, you know him.
Yeah, I've talked about Greg before in videos. He's like Jesus to me because he taught me everything I know about like editing and production or whatever.
He's amazing. He's brilliant.
He actually, like, I'm not even like saying that. Like, I tell my family all the time that I call him Jesus because I used to work with him and he's just like, he taught me everything. And he's like,
you can come to him literally and be like, we need to make this. You told me this. We need to make this look like a movie theater. And he can take like a closet and somehow make it look.
Yeah, we had a shoot one time and he was like, I forgot, he's some fucking special flashlight and like some other shit. And he's like, okay. And then we shot it and it looked exactly. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I don't know.
He's filming something. Well, him and James, his partner, they're filming something for Nathan and I, Nathan Mack, who's been on here a bunch. And I have so much faith that he's just going to make it look amazing because he's so good. But sure. Anyway, so they have a company and they focus on creating videos for businesses. They can create videos that help pitch ideas on Kickstarter. They can do online commercials that give businesses more exposure. Top Notch Cinema is your solution to help grow your business. So if you guys are wanting to grow a business, definitely reach out to them. It's greg@topnotchcinemas.com. So reach out if you want. And now I think we have a bunch of topics today.
Let's get into the first one.
Yes.
We were trying not to talk about it, but...
Rachel Dolezal, is that how you pronounce her name?
Fucking no, I just...
Rachel Dumbass.
Rachel D.
See, cool. I know you guys both aren't about her. I kind of like her. I'm not saying lying is the best route at all.
First of all,
but she lied to fight for human rights. Like, I can't be mad at her.
So unnecessary.
She lied. She lied because she's a liar.
Right.
She's a liar that wants to help people. Doesn't make her less of a liar.
Listen, I understand. Like, it's good. She's done good things. I don't really know, honestly. I just
I'm assuming
that she's done in her position. She's done some good things to even get there, but she could have done that as a white person. Like, she's a white person. You know what I mean? Like, there was no reason for her to be like, let me just change the way I look to, you know, and just lie to people.
She took Teenage Rebellion to, like, the next level. She hates her parents who are white.
She's like, fuck this.
Yeah,
I'm not white.
She's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I think it's messed up her parents ratted her out.
Of course. I would rat out my kid if my kid... bleached his skin inside. No, 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 you're not Rachel.
And she's not even like kind of like, you know, like Italian skin. She's white as shit. Have you seen her pictures?
Blonde hair, yeah.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she's
pale skin.
Freckles.
Yeah, she's very fucking white.
I thought she looked way hotter as a light skinned black chick.
She could get it. Don't get me wrong. I would fuck Rachel's lying ass. I would fuck her lying ass.
Yeah, but like, oh my God. You know how, so she probably, I guess she spray tanned a lot, but I wonder if her vagina.
Smells like cocoa butter.
I wonder, that smells like cocoa butter. I wonder if it's like orange or what exactly happened down there.
What the fuck?
You didn't think about what her vagina looked like?
No, does she tan
why
her
orange
vagina?
Come to, yeah, what?
I just wonder if it like.
You can tan.
She had
naked, right?
If she was totally tan, and then she had this like very like pink white person.
I really want to ask her though, like, why would you? What? Why did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know why. Rap like that, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, she's claiming. What'd you say? She calls it.
She said I identify
transracial.
As black.
She said it's called transracial. Is what she
Which
said.
Which I
right?
thought was a made up term until I googled it and it came up in the search. But I was like, what the fuck does this even mean? I don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah, but what if someone is born feeling like they were... Just, you know how some people are born in the wrong body? What if someone feels like they're born in the wrong race?
Tell me how you feel a race. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't gone through anything. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what she said? She said that she used to... She started identifying as black when she was, like, 13. What the fuck happened in those first 12 years that you're like, I'm not this person, I'm this person now? I didn't even know what the fuck was going on when I was 13 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make fucking sense.
I wish we could have her on right now.
I knew
now.
I was black from birth.
Yeah.
This is a constant reminder.
You probably didn't know from birth because you probably weren't conscious to even know.
I wasn't
you had a body.
Aware of racial tension or the differences between white and black, but I knew I was black.
Yeah, and like she doesn't even have like black culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like her family. She was born in Africa.
They adopted black kids. She had adopted black siblings, and I think she felt like she could identify with them.
She was jealous.
More. Oh.
Yeah, parents used to put the sunscreen on her and not the siblings. And she was like, how come?
I thought you were serious at first.
How come I got to get all this SPF? What's up with this?
I don't know. I kind of think it's awesome. I think did you see the pictures of her with her braids?
Yeah.
And like she was wearing like African garb. It's a big garb. Ass
weave. Like.
Lies. This is a picture full
of lies. You guys are not
her
into
hair
her.
Hair full of lies. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's great she lied. She should have fought for the cause as a white woman, which.
Yes.
I don't know though. I'm kind of like, all right.
I think she's bullshitting.
I guess if she wasn't lying, like if she wanted to look like that, but while being like, hey, I was born white, but I like looking like this.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, now I identify as black. Like, what?
I don't trust her. Like, I don't trust vegan meat. It's an oxymoron.
I love vegan meat.
Vegan meat is a lie.
What the fuck is vegan meat?
So it's like never had seitan. Vegan
meat. Seitan, yeah.
Seitan, whatever. It's
the fuck is it made out of?
Wheat gluten.
Wheat gluten.
Oh, which
what
is
so good.
Wheat gluten?
Well, I'm a vegetarian,
God,
so.
That sounds terrible.
Anyway, that wasn't the point of this.
Would you eat meat to save black people?
I mean, give me a scenario. Like, you can't.
I'm trying to draw a comparison.
Would I eat meat for world peace? Sure.
All right.
But I don't know. But that's almost because I see it as very violent in many ways, eating meat. So it's like violence for peace. I was not born vegetarian. But wait, this is what I want to get into. So now if she had been honest. Okay, this is what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So suppose you had a transgender person who pretended, and I'm sure this happens a lot, where they don't tell the person that they were actually born a boy.
Right.
Right? And now they go to date someone. What'd you say?
There's been a bunch of Maury episodes.
A bunch. So it's not that anyone's against, well, I'm sure some people are against transgender people, but it's not like, oh, I'm against transgender. It's like you lied about it.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Right.
So that's what you guys are upset that she just lied.
Yes. Yeah. And I would be upset if my girlfriend was like, hey, what's up? I was a boy. I'd be like, what the fuck? That's something you tell somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Would you be, if you met a chick who had the surgery, she had a vagina, hot boobs, and she's like, I was born a boy, but now I have every fully working girl part,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you looked at her hands and feet and they looked feminine, you know, would you be down?
That's a dude.
Yeah, probably not.
That's a dude.
I think I would definitely, if a girl went through and it was like a transgender boy.
That's a dude.
It doesn't go in reverse like that. You can't slap on or like surgically make a dick. I don't know if they.
I think you can surgically make a dick.
Can make a dick.
Not without sacrificing a finger or something.
Can we get.
You have to have. Where's the dick coming from? You cutting off some thigh meat to form a dick?
Like a dead person's dick?
Dick I don't know.
Yeah, don't work.
This is something we definitely could have researched before.
I don't know. Like, I'm not against. Like,
you can make
a dick. I can't make a dick. No shot. But if someone was like, yeah, I would date them. Like, I wouldn't be like, yo, ew. But it's just not like my preference. I wouldn't. I would just kind of be like, you know, this is a, you know, I don't know. It's like weird to me.
I don't know. I mean, even if the person didn't have a working penis, strap-ons look fine to me.
That you can lose.
If I can come, I'm good.
You can't lose your dick. You know what I'm saying? You can misplace a strap-on.
Can you turn that into a shirt?
Yeah. You can if you are in a relationship that involves a strap-on and your partner is upset, they can hide it from you, right?
Yeah.
That's not a thing that happens when it's attached. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, Matt, would not date a guy who's transitioned to a girl and it's a hot chick. You guys connect.
I punch him in the face.
That's not cool, man.
If he came out and was like,
if I found out that it was a lot, if I've been fucking a dude that's not a dude anymore and I find out.
Oh, and you found out they were.
I'm gonna hit him.
Oh, that's not, violence is never the answer.
But that's.
Neither is lying about.
Yeah.
Used to not.
The worst part about that is that. you everyone has to know.
You hit me in the heart.
Like, this is going to shock people. And I feel like everyone is so, like, everyone's so PC nowadays. It's crazy. When the Caitlyn Jenner thing happened, I was told, I was like, whatever, like, do whatever the hell you want to do. You know what I mean? Like,
I loved your video.
Yeah, like, it doesn't bother me that he did that. I'm not going to be like, hey, this is, you know, morally wrong. What the fuck? I didn't write the Bible. I don't give a shit. I don't know. I don't even know what's in the thing. But anyway, what I was getting at is that I think, like, people get so upset when people go, yo, this is weird. But you can't be upset at that either. I'm all for, like, do what you want to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be who you feel like a woman. Make yourself a woman. Go ahead. Or if you are a woman, you know, put the right things in place so that you are a woman. But
put the right things in place.
I didn't know what the fuck to say. But I think people are allowed to be shocked by it and allowed to think that it's weird at first. You know what I mean? Like, I think everyone's entitled to that. I think everyone can't just be like, oh, no, yeah, no, he's definitely, okay, yeah, we're doing this. He's a woman now. She is a woman. Like, people are allowed to be shocked by it. You know what I mean? As long as they're, like, accepting at the end of the day.
No, but that's actually,
go, this is a little strange. You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful way of putting it. And I like that.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like, I don't know, this is just my opinion. I don't know, obviously, but I feel like if you're a transgender, you have to know in the back of your mind that if people don't know it and you tell them, they are going to be a little shocked by that. So to not do that when you're being intimate with someone is fucked up. Like, you know,
no,
you're doing
I
something
agree.
Wrong.
That's why I thought of that with the Rachel Dolezal thing. Because I was like, okay, it's not that she, if you, I don't care if she identifies as black. To me, I'm like, you know, humans are, we're all weird, quirky. If someone feels like they're the wrong race, do your thing. It's the fact that she lied is what you guys are saying, and I agree.
Or
like,
she got caught, and now she's identifying.
Exactly. My thing is, it.
Well, she clearly was identifying. I mean, she was living her life as a black woman.
Or she was just like, I don't know. It was, she was fucking around, and then, oh, this is what I'm doing now.
I don't think she was fucking around. No. I think she was like really into the culture.
Yeah. But like, was she?
If you're born.
Yes. Did you see those braids?
Okay, I can put some braids on right now.
What's his name?
It's a weave.
James Franco put braids in.
He did?
Jeff Ross yes. had braids.
Oh, yeah, Jeff
braids
Ross.
Braids doesn't make you black.
Yeah, but she committed her life to this lie. And she just, I think it looked from, the, I mean, how do I know? It was just the pictures. But it looked like she loved African culture. And
she
teaches
African studies at a university. That doesn't make you black. If you're born a dude that feels like you love dick, no amount of dick is going to make you a woman. Same way, if you're white and you just identify with black, no amount of black shit is going to make you black.
I feel like you guys have really said good points.
But what does that mean? Like, I identify as black, but what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that,
like,
she likes a Kool-Aid sweet and DMX.
Yeah. See, now who's racist?
I can say this.
He's black.
Exactly. I identify as it. I was born this way.
But like,
not ashamed.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
baby, I was born this way.
Exactly.
What does I identify as black even mean? I don't even know what that means. You identify as that? What does that mean?
Maybe she feels the struggle.
How?
I don't know.
You just read about it.
Not to say that white people haven't gone through struggles very similar.
I think the
to
human
black
nature,
stuff.
We all struggle.
Oh, yeah.
But that,
life's hard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that. You know what I think? I think she got caught and now she has to say some shit. Just like when celebrities get caught cheating on their wives, they go, I'm a sex addict, I gotta go. Like, it's just a way out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes it's a way out, but sometimes they're really sex addicts.
Okay, but how many times, you know, I'm sure Tiger Woods wasn't a fucking sex addict.
Oh, I think Tiger Woods was a sex addict.
Oh my God, no, he just has hot girls every night trying to fuck him. Why not?
Sex addict, he's trying to fill the hole with sex and vaginas.
What hole?
Tiger Woods is just bad at saying no.
Yeah. He's just like,
sex
can you
addict.
Imagine? Can you
he's
imagine?
Weak.
Imagine being Tiger Woods. You have all the money in the world and all these girls are just trying to blow you. So one day you're going to be like, oh, sorry. Yep.
All right, real quick. Come on.
I don't think you would do that.
Quick. What does that matter?
I'm saying, like, he has a thing. Like, yes, it's hard when you're a dude and you have lots of hot models being like, sleep with me, sleep with me, sleep with me. But, like, when you feel secure or you have, like, an emotionally stability to you or whatever you'd say, you're able to keep it in perspective and be like, yo, I'm not going to let that thing drive me to do it.
It doesn't matter.
So whether it's willpower, the hole that he's feeling deep down inside. He might be a sex addict.
He loves filling the holes deep inside. Yeah. Okay? The same way that you
deep
can't
inside.
Relate to Tiger Woods and the onslaught of vagina is the same way that Rachel can't truly relate to black.
Yeah. Like I said, this would
but
make
wait,
more
if,
sense.
If she's been, you know, living as a black woman for I don't know how many years it's been.
No, she's
kinda,
living as a white woman, spray tan.
She's a dude playing just, a dude disguised as
but
another.
Let me, but look, just you know, remember how like Tyra Banks, just listen.
Tropic Thunder. It's a great movie.
You know how Tyra Banks put on like a fat suit? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What it's like? Where, it's like if Tyra had put on a fat suit for 10 years, she would have known what it's like to live as a fat woman in a sense. So I'm saying like Rachel Dolezal, if she's walking around like that for 10 years, she somewhat knows what it's like. No, Andy Harper.
Dolezal's not even
the
a black
fuck
name.
What happened? What happened?
It's
in
a
her,
pretty name.
What happened to her? I want to know.
I don't know. And I definitely
just
should research
pretend.
Before podcasts, but I don't.
I'm not saying she has to like get stop and fricks for no reason and now she's good. Like you just don't like it. She just can't. I don't. What does identify as a race mean?
What does that even mean?
Like I identify as this. What is that? What? Someone explain that to
me. First of all, Sammy's in the audience and I'm so happy she's here. I just keep looking
at
her.
Is that Sammy?
Yeah, that's Sammy. That's Joe's girlfriend.
Cool. I don't know.
She's taken. I know you weren't. I know. I'm just being an I don't know.
You're so crazy.
Yeah.
I listen to myself. No, I know. I listen to myself in the podcasts.
What's up, Sammy?
And I just get so annoyed at myself. And I'm just like, God, I sound so annoying.
No.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah, identify as black is a fake thing to me. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, I feel like because we've all come to a conclusion lying is bad.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
But
what kind of lies are acceptable?
When like
white lies. Why they gotta be white?
Right?
Oh!
In the case of Rachel, that's a white lie. That's all the way wrong.
Yeah.
You need to make a fucking meme with her.
Hell yeah, I'm about to. I'm about to do that shit now.
Yeah, there you go.
That Wallace is a white
fresh.
Lie.
Do you know, first of all, I love Matt.
Wallace
Matt
fresh.
That's is good. So awesome, okay? So Matt's a hilarious comedian. And whenever I do read his tarot cards, he takes that shit to heart so much. Like you transform and you work on your self growth so much that I just give you so much props.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so sweet.
Thanks.
That wasn't annoying at all.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but when I listen to my voice, and I'm always way louder than everyone else on the fucking podcast. My voice, like, let me move this away a little bit. Everyone's like, "Why is she screaming?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I had a bad childhood. Why am I screaming?"
You oh my God.
Everything's about my
everything.
Childhood.
Everything. It's crazy. With Rachel, you're backing up Rachel. She's like,
she
we're
probably
on first
had
name
a
basis
bad childhood.
Yeah, she had a bad childhood. But no,
she had a great childhood with white parents who loved her.
We don't know. Her parents could have beat the shit out of her.
That's
her parents,
not going to make you fucking identify
that doesn't
as black.
Make you black.
What if her parents
I feel black
her.
Because my parents beat me. Like, my parents beat the shit out of me, and I'm not black. I don't
remember when your mom
as black.
Came on and we got into a debate about hitting kids. That was so awkward.
Yeah,
for me.
My mom's all for it. I'm beat the hell out of us.
What do you, how do you feel about hitting kids?
Your kids?
No.
No, random kids you find on the subway.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, don't hit other people's kids. But if they're yours. My mom always said, I brought you into this world. I could take you out.
Yeah, my parents said that
she
too.
She tried to a couple times.
Okay, well,
I feel like that's
I
important.
Think that's abusive.
I feel like you need to, you
it
know.
It made me the man I am today.
Yeah.
26 like years old.
And you know what's crazy? I know
never
a couple of my
arrested.
Couple of my friends, here we go. A couple of my friends, their parents have never hit them, and they're fucking assholes. Well, you almost choked right
I almost
now?
Choked my water, and then I snorted.
You snorted?
Yeah.
I missed it. Damn it.
I'm all over the place. I'm having an identity crisis. I'm
yeah, clearly.
To figure out-
Kate's wearing a big ass fucking sweater that has like the Sphinx on it.
Yeah.
What like, is going on?
Like you're trying to identify with black.
Like Egyptian people. What is that?
I feel like this is okay. My race is
and
I'm,
a big
I'm
ass gold
white,
chain.
A quarter Puerto Rican and a quarter black. That's how I feel inside.
See how ridiculous that sounds?
I don't care. That mean? I am ridiculous. Anyway.
Imagine I was like,
by the way, that's a joke, everyone, for everyone who's like, you don't know what it's like. That was so Jewish, though.
Yeah, that was very Jewish.
But no, so I'm wearing this amazing Sphinx.
Is that the Sphinx?
I don't know. Or maybe it's King Tut or something.
Yeah, man.
But
that's the same thing.
You know? I'll tell you what. I feel like I need to start dressing.
They both out there, you know.
It's mad Egyptian, yo. They both mad
I'm wearing
Egyptian.
Something Egyptian. I've always identified with Egyptians. I feel it. Anyway, not as funny as you guys were. Okay, so I feel like I don't dress funky enough, and I feel funky on the inside, and I want to be funky on the outside because I'm a funky person.
Yeah.
Kate, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Kate?
I watched 2 hours of porn last night. I'm so lonely.
Yo, what the fuck is this? It's like that scene in Fight Club where she just gets on the podium and she goes, I have a lot of pornographic magazines and I just want to have sex before I die. What kind of confession
was that?
What does
that have to do with wanting to be funky on the outside?
Really, I already have a cold and then I stayed up till 2 watching horrible porn because I feel alone.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to fill a void and arc. I want to be more me in my outfits.
Jesus Christ. You need to take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, I do need a nap.
You need a fucking
I can't wait to do your show tonight.
I
want to
know what kind of porn
shit.
You watch for 2 hours.
Mm-mm.
That's what I said. 4 hours. Half an hour. Max!
No, it was unhealthy.
Most of
my vagina feels a little numb today.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I overused it.
Oh, geez.
And then I humped the couch this morning.
Stop it.
Just because. Didn't even feel that
good. One for the road? You're like, fuck it. Might as well.
My roommates weren't home, and I was like, well, here's this lonely couch.
Did you put like a towel down or something first?
I do it over my pants. Okay. But they don't know. I hope they don't listen to this.
This is a lot.
I'm so sorry. If you listen, just don't sit on the couch. It's on the edge of it, though, so no one sits on where I hump.
I know exactly where you hump the couch now.
So, yeah.
Kate.
To all of our listeners.
I've learned so much about you.
This is the most ridiculous shit.
In the last 45 seconds.
I've ever heard in my life.
This is me, guys.
Couch
this is Kate when she's sexually frustrated. This is only 3 months. You wait till I'm doing this podcast and I haven't had sex for 8 months. I'm just going to be fucking crying.
Is
I'm just
going to
be like.
Is there a reason
why? Here we go.
Uh-oh. Have you guys talked about this in another one?
No. She's.
No, it's just I'm going. Going through a breakup. It's been a fucking minute. But like, I just don't feel ready to date, you know, or have penis in me.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, maybe I am. Maybe I am ready.
I was volunteering for tribute.
Thank you. No, that's very sweet.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
You have said so many funny quotes in only 15 minutes.
I wrote down stuff.
I came prepared.
Yeah.
So
this
wait.
Is a teleprompter. He's reading them.
What I do want to talk about is, and I know you're annoyed about this, but like Ruby Rose is like the new hot. Have you seen Ruby Rose? You need a Google. Let me show you. Ruby Rose is the new chick on Orange is the New Black, and she is so fucking hot. Sammy, do you know who this is?
The stud girl?
Oh,
you don't?
My God. And she's a lesbian in real life. She is so gorgeous, but she has like manly features too. It's like the perfect, like I would so have lesbian sex with Ruby Rose.
I
like,
know some of the cast members. We could hook that up.
Hold on. No, Charity has like a life partner. I don't even know what I would do with her vagina. I'd probably just cry. I'd be so intimidated.
You rub it on your couch.
Look at her. Rub it. Wait, here, look at her.
Rub it on your couch.
I mean, anyway, but yeah, she's like, but Elite Daily has done like 10 articles in the last 2 days on like how she's making straight women go lesbian for her. And, but she's so cool. She's got all these tattoos and like, I'm trying to let my inner Ruby Rose out.
She looks like a dude that became a lady.
This is my Ruby Rose wearing a big baggy King Tut sweatshirt is me trying to be sexy. Meanwhile. Oh yeah, my God, I don't even have the money to get a tattoo, but damn it. If you guys want to start, we'll do a Kickstarter. Make Kate look like Ruby Rose.
Gotta get a haircut.
Listen, I'll tell you why I hate that shit. Because all these people are like, oh my God, I'm a lesbian now. Or all this fucking shit. Because they're like hypocritical. Because if this was in some other context, all these PC people would just be like, you can't just be lesbian. You can't turn lesbian. It's a, you feel it inside when you're born. And now people are just fucking.
I think sexuality, though, is a spectrum. And I think we all are actually somewhere on there. I think we're all more bisexual than we think we are. So maybe she. I do.
What are you basing this on?
It's not my problem that you're suppressing your inner gayness. Okay?
I have not suppressed as.
Listen.
No, listen.
I'm willing. I will strap on a dick and. I'm joking.
Kate, I was about to say, you put a dick on this table. I will hide it from you.
Kate, you put a dick on this table right now. I bet I don't even glance over at it. Does nothing for
you.
Me.
Wouldn't, if someone put a dick out right now, you wouldn't even look at the dick.
I would have to look because I'd be like, what does this guy put on the table? I would see is a dick and I'd be like, okay, so what else are we doing?
You'd
right,
ignore well, the dick on
next
the table.
Topic.
Right. I wouldn't be looking at it like maybe.
Even
I don't,
if
maybe.
I wasn't
I
into
know.
The dick on the table, I wouldn't be able to stop looking at the dick on the table because there's a dick on the table.
That's also because you haven't had any dick in several months.
I just start crying getting emotional. I write a poem.
Can
for
I
the
borrow
dick.
That?
Yeah. Dear dick, roses are red.
I wouldn't be surprised if you have
violets
a dick
are
journal.
Blue. No, my clit is blue. Get it? Blue clit. Okay.
And we're here.
And we're
STD.
Done. Time at STD.
Blue clit. It's
that's
like
herpes.
The waffle one? What's the waffle?
Blue waffle.
Ew, what's that?
You know what?
You never seen blue waffle?
No.
Okay. Have you ever even been to middle school?
I was going
to
say, yeah, that's where I learned
about
it. Oh,
my God. I was getting more ass in middle school than I am now. Just dry humping. Oh, dry humping my middle school boyfriend.
Dude, I've never. Yeah, his.
So fun. I felt like it was a couch. It was so fun.
I'm going to show you a blue waffle.
You know what you need? You need to date a guy with a muscular leg.
Yep.
So he can just hump that
just
shit.
Just dry hump.
That's a blue waffle, by the way.
That is the grossest thing.
That's a
what?
Vagina.
That's not a vagina. Yeah, that is a fungus.
That is blue waffle.
That's a fungus vagina.
Oh, my God.
A fungus.
Looks like a tree trunk. Something growing on a tree trunk.
What?
Leave it to Kate.
Yeah, it does
National
look like,
Geographic.
It looks
the
like
blue
mushrooms, kind of.
Did you see this, Sammy? Can you see that from here? Oh, wow. Blue waffle, everybody. If you want to throw up, look up blue waffle or
is that
large clitoris.
Oh, they look like dicks.
Yeah, they're little. Because think about it. When a vagina or a penis is forming in the womb, it either goes Jesus. Into a vagina or a dick. And this one, it's like it didn't know what it was. And it has like a little mini penis. Okay. I heard China from the WWE, the wrestler, that she has a very large clit. She does. Andy slept with her. No, I'm joking.
There's pictures of China's clit.
Confirmed.
She has a point. She has a sex tape, right?
Yep.
I haven't seen it. I heard
Damn.
About it. I mean, I have no desire to see it. She's like a dude.
I would not go lesbian for China.
I went down on a girl with a big
You
clit.
Can't go lesbian. You went down on a girl with a huge clit.
Oh.
Did it scare you? Be like, oh my God.
Did you
dick.
Stay down there or did you quickly go up?
Well, I didn't. I was a little drunk, but it felt like what is
like a tongue was licking you back.
It Ew! Felt
like it was like a gummy worm. Just chilling.
It was that big?
It was like half a gummy worm.
Bro, that's like a good inch and a half.
That's the most bisexualist I've ever been.
But like, this could be a dick,
I
but it's
I sucked the
it's
shit
dark.
Out of that long ass half a gummy worm.
Oh, God.
Shoelace.
See, I told you,
that
we're
so
all, we're, there's a spectrum, Matt.
The shoelace clit.
That's your.
Shoelace. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would
think
do.
I gave it a little tiny hand job.
Little tiny one.
No, you didn't. You're tiny. Just saying that to upset me right now.
you can't
do that. See, clits are very sensitive, whereas dicks, you can touch the whole thing. Clit, if you try to give
Whoa,
it a little.
Whoa, time out. Listen, here's a mistake that girls make, okay?
Tell them, Joe.
Can't,
yeah.
First of
Tell
all.
Tell the girls.
When you're grabbing a dick, don't grab the base and pull and take the fucking skin. Yeah, that's happened. You see, let's say this is a dick right now. This is a cup, right?
I think this is the most bisexual Joe has been.
Yeah, right. And if someone grabs a dick like this and pulls, this space where there's no dick is skin from the rest of my body, and it hurts like a motherfucker.
So where do you grab it?
Just not there. Anywhere else. You're
like the middle of the dick?
Middle dick, top dick, whatever you want to do.
Hmm.
But don't go base. Shit is scary.
Don't be all about that base.
And don't get pubes stuck in your hands. Like, don't grab, because if you go too far to the base and you get some pubes in there and then you start going.
In my personal experience, I know that a girl is freaky when she goes for the base first, because a lot of women don't know. There's a lot of extra dick there.
Mm.
There's extra dick.
What does that mean?
Internally.
This has been one of our weirdest.
It's like another whole inch of dick if you know how to get it out.
What?
But that's if you push.
Yeah, you
but
have
if
to
you
push.
Pull.
Should've. Well, now I'm getting mixed messages.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Kate, listen.
You want to get the extra dick out?
There's some extra
or
dick.
Or you don't want the extra
listen,
dick?
If you go down, you see what I'm saying? If you go down.
In my measurements, like if a girl's ever asked me, I've counted the space behind the balls because that's technically some dick too.
You push it into your gut.
Yeah.
I think that's cheating.
Do you know
that's
I've never cheating. I've that's, never measured my dick ever.
That's back dick.
Swear to God, I've never Sammy. Measured my dick.
Does he have a nice sized dick? Of course she's going to say yes.
She's like, not wait, really.
She's like, yeah.
Ask
yeah.
her again when they break
Can
up.
Can you imagine? Joe whips out his fucking horse cock. It's the size of a huge water bottle. Look what she's holding up.
Yeah, no
Smart
shot.
Smart water.
No shot.
Yeah, no. That would be awful. No one wants that.
That fucking pipe bomb.
You have to go into labor
How much
to have sex.
Water is that?
Caitlyn Jenner wants that.
Caitlyn Jenner. Why? Does Tyga have a horse cock?
Caitlyn.
Oh, Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I want, like, how do you create a vagina?
Is Caitlyn Jenner still fucking girls?
I think. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's 65.
I love that we literally don't know anything. No,
but I don't think he got the dick removed.
No, he didn't get the dick removed.
Oh, yeah, no. But okay, so for anyone who does go from dick to vagina via surgery, like, where do they create the hole? Like, I guess there's a safe place to go in.
To cut the dick in half and turn it inside into itself.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
No, he does. Yeah, look at him.
I've looked this up.
I mean, you,
are
you're
you
depicting
contemplating?
It very well.
Yeah. No, this is
they
what
cut
happens.
The dick in half.
They half it. Well, it's more like it's butterflied, like shrimp.
Right.
Down the back. So they cut.
That's so intense.
Half of the dick.
It's butterflied.
Yeah, and they take the urethra and they shove that. They basically take all of the dick meat and stuff and shove it up into the cavity, the extra dick. Space.
So that's what extra dick's for, in case you want to get a vagina.
Yeah.
One day.
No.
We've solved the mystery of what
yes!
extra dick's for.
We figured it out together.
In
guys.
Case you figure out that you want to have that vagina.
Extra dick space.
I wonder if I would be with a tranny.
You already said you would.
Yeah, I think I would.
You said you would strap
as
on.
As long as I'm attracted to the person, I'm fine. Like, I'm telling you.
What if it was a dude?
Ruby Rose. Oh, damn. I would. Definitely have sex with her.
Would you?
Then you
yes.
would definitely have sex with a dude that became a woman.
I think so, yeah.
If what if you still had a dick?
So boobs and a dick. I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
A Caitlyn Jenner, but hot.
You wouldn't fuck somebody with boobs and a dick?
I don't know.
So no fat guy?
I don't
guys?
Know. I mean,
that's
I don't want to say no
to
it.
That's a fat guy.
Wait, what?
That's a fat guy. Boobs and a dick.
No, it's not.
Pretty much.
I don't know how I feel about that. That might just be confusing. But you never, if my vagina flinches for it, let's just do this.
Girl, you're just so like
isn't a flinch
liberal.
Like afraid?
Like, oh, if this murderer makes me flinch, I'll whatever.
No,
I don't, in the right
I
circumstance.
Still wanna, I still want
to you'll
assault.
Never say no.
No
to nothing.
I
just want to offend anyone.
I like assault. No, I would say no. Listen, there has to be a soul connection. And I said, I'm not sure. Because the penis and the girl boobs might throw me off and my vagina might be too weirded out. But I just spent 2 hours watching some weird porn, so you never know what I'm ready for.
What if it's a couch with dick and boobs?
Oh, well, you just described to me my perfect mate.
Or your couch. It's probably
my couch
fucking
doesn't have tits.
But it's got a dick.
Yet. Doesn't have a dick. Damn, I wish my couch had just a fucking dildo coming off of it. Oh, man, I would fuck the shit out of that couch dildo.
That it adheres to
this
arm.
Is what happens when I don't have sex. This is just our podcast is slowly going to go downhill over the next couple months. We're gonna be talking about something really like awesome and deep, and I'm just gonna be like fucking couch dildo.
it's kind of insane. You kind of broke into that for no reason before.
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
You're like, I don't know. I'm laughing and I'm wearing the sweater and I haven't had sex in 4 months.
Word, that was totally.
I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm starting to break. I'm starting to get emotional about it. It's okay. It's fine.
It's all right. You're still supporting.
You know, it's
Rachel.
Not fine when I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's going to be all right. What was the longest you went before?
Oh, I've gone 8 months, but it was ugly.
What is ugly?
I was I was sitting with like all my guy friends and they'd be trying to have like a normal conversation. I'd be like, who wants to talk about fucking again? And they'd be like, oh. Like when your guy friends are over it.
Like, all right.
Really, Kate?
Yeah. We're trying to talk about the news. And I'm like, can we just talk about sex? Whatever.
How was that first time afterwards?
Oh, it was good.
I would imagine that anything.
It was on a living room floor.
There's a couch right there.
I coerced. It was my ex Eitan, but it was before we were together, and I just like I totally coerced. I was drunk, and I was like, because we would both drank that night. I don't drink. That's probably the last time I got drunk. And we both had to sleep at our friend's living room because we got drunk, and he was trying to just go to sleep, and he was trying, and I was like, Eitan, and he's like, what? And I'm like, I want to have sex, and he's like, Jesus Christ. I mean, it of course happened. It's not very hard.
I was talking about this the other day. I forgot with who, but I was like, isn't it crazy that girls could just, they always have it. Like
we talked about this on the last podcast.
Did we? Mm-hmm. Okay, that was what we talked about.
It's always close. Right.
Like, yeah, when you're a girl,
they never have to try.
Yeah.
They could sit at home and be like, I was just going to get some dick tomorrow. It's whatever.
I mean, I don't want to.
Like going to a deli.
I know I could get random sex if I want to. I want to actually feel good about myself. Going into a deli. I'd like to order.
Like, I want some Pringles. You just go out and get Pringles. This is the same thing for you. Just gonna need a dick. Fuck it. I'll just go out and get one. It's crazy.
I'm gonna see how long I can go before I get really annoying to hang out with.
Well, I will not be hanging.
We start a timer.
Start it.
Okay.
Was it how long is it? 3 months?
It's since April, beginning of April.
What is a long time? Is 3 months a long time?
For me. Because I have a high sex drive, so I do start to feel a little ticky.
I went 17 years.
That doesn't count.
I went 16. It was great.
Yeah, that's so corny. I said to Joe, I was like, what's the longest you've ever been? He's like, 16. I'm like, no.
I said it a little differently than that.
But he said you've gone like a year and a half after you lost your virginity.
Yeah, it was 16. What the fuck was I fucking after that? It wasn't like, I'm the man now. No, I'm still fucking.
Yeah, but even before you met Sammy, you had gone months. You were being a normal person. Yeah. You weren't on here like, I have to just be a normal person and
maybe you have a sex addiction like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's what it is.
You know what it is, though? I've never had, like...
I just get sad.
I've never really been in, like, a relationship where there was, like, consistent sex in it. Ever.
Oh,
it
so was, your body wasn't even used to that yet.
Yeah, I've never been in a relationship
where I was just like, oh, if you and Sammy break up, you're fucked.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that good to know, Sammy? You just fucked him up for life.
Yeah.
For life.
I have to beat it like 3 times a day.
Yeah, I'm fucked up now because I've had so many long-term relationships where I'm used, you know what I mean? So my body starts going into like, where's my sex?
That's how I felt when Time Warner took away my DVR.
I know, exactly.
You were like, hey, and I can't live without this shit now. Yeah.
I'm not used to it yet. My body maybe just has to go through this withdrawal and then I'll be fine. No, I won't.
You know what's probably not the best thing to do? Watch 2 hours of porn and fuck your couch before you leave. 8 a.m. fucking the couch sessions.
Couch fuck.
That couch is going to get it tonight. It's going
to I'm just going to... I just can't even.
I'm so stupid.
Your poor couch.
It's okay. So does anything else you want to say about Rachel Dolezal or Ruby Rose? You were saying... You're making a point, though, about how girls now... You don't like it because girls are now like...
Because everyone's so fucking PC, yeah, and it's like, oh, now I'm a lesbian, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if this was happening, like, if it wasn't such a popular thing, people would be all over it. But since everyone's talking about Ruby Rose, it's like, okay. But it's like, everyone's just a hypocrite. That's all I'm, at the end of the day, that's
trendy
all
trendy lesbianism.
Exactly.
Also, you're not a real lesbian unless you'd really lick the puss, I think.
Yeah.
If you're really into it.
Yeah, you're not a fucking, oh, I'm bisexual now because you're a fucking, you're hooking up with your friends every time in a bar to like, you know.
You can make out, touch some boobs, whatever. But unless you're really getting in there, strap on, you know, if you're having strap on sex, scissoring, eating out a girl.
That's called tribidism. What?
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Was it?
What, huh?
Tribidism, that's when lesbians rub vaginas.
Scissor.
Oh, you just gave us the... technical term for scissoring?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's a whole porn genre dedicated to it.
Oh, that's how you know.
Yeah.
Are you into lesbian porn?
I'm into porn.
It's not healthy for you.
You just watched 2 hours of that.
Oh, and do I look like I'm doing well?
I don't, this is the thing. I don't ever watch it to the extent that you did yesterday.
2 hours. Yeah. I don't think I've watched that much in a week.
That's never happened before. I literally watched the time go by, and I was like, I don't think I'm in a good place.
I watch porn in 30-second bursts.
30-second?
That's all I need.
That's how long it takes?
No. I don't need to watch porn to jerk. My imagination is dope.
Dope. HD imagination.
I will fuck the bitches in my brain all day. But sometimes I need a little, you know, a little imagination boost. This is weird. I've never talked about this out loud.
Kids bringing it out in 30-second bursts.
Yeah. Because
I think that's actually healthier because then you let your imagination take it from there.
Yeah. Which also doesn't lead to like erectile problems from being too addicted to porn. I know too many cats that have claimed they can't get it up because of the amount of porn they watch.
Because it does. That's what I'm saying. It stimulates, it overstimulates your brain that you almost need that then for that stimulation. I've humped couches since I was 3. I've talked about this. And now it's hard for me to have an orgasm from being eaten out because I'm used to a lot of pressure.
Fuck.
Yeah, that a tongue just can't
provide. So everyone just punch your square in the puss.
Just punch it over.
Here's
and
your
over.
Pressure.
It's like a punching bag.
Got
just keep going
right
at
here.
It.
Yeah, Casey, put your knee into it.
Let's talk about spirituality.
I'd rather throw up.
You say we're going to talk.
I know
about
everyone.
The
everyone
death
just went. No, we're going to save that for the next time because we don't. We.
Oh, that's the one I prepared for.
Really? Sorry. I know. But then
that was the only one you texted me. I was like, all right, yeah. Let me.
You don't need to be prepared, but I do.
Think about death penalty.
I mean, we don't have to talk about spirituality. I just meant because I feel like you're kind of into it a little bit.
No.
No? Just when I give you the readings, it kind of speaks to you?
Yeah, because I know people pay for it, and you do it for free. And I'm.
So you just like the free.
I'm cheap.
You like the deal. You don't give a shit.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but you take it so to heart.
Because a lot of it is applicable, and it makes sense, and it.
Yeah, you could be accepting of spirituality, but you're not necessarily like into it. Yeah. You're gonna like on your own go. Like, see, I'm like accepting of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like shit that you say. I mean, some of the shit you say, I'm like, okay, relax. Like, you're fucking. She's seeing shit. She's like, oh, it's very purple in here. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I don't even know what that means.
That's drugs.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs.
And you're all smiley. You look like you're gonna break your teeth from how hard you smile.
You're
anyway.
So rude.
Pressure.
Sorry that you prepared for the topic and we didn't get into
it. It's cool.
It's fucked up.
If your feelings are hurt, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, a little bit.
Look, it's already like, we've been talking about.
Time flies when you fuck
start
couches.
Talking about,
and
yeah, I'm so sorry, everyone. I'll try to get back on track for the next one. This is my brain's not right now. God damn it.
Oh, you just think about dicks all day.
How
many times a day do you think about dicks?
It's not dicks, it's sex. Like, I don't think about dicks just floating
around. I mean, there's got to be a dick in there.
I don't really think about it's more
think
of just
about,
like
a whole question.
No, because I could
you
have lesbian. I'd be so fine having lesbian sex right now too. Like if I met a hot chick, I'd be like, "Let's just do this." Like, let's just do this right now. That sounds so nerdy. Let's just do this.
Let's just do some of
let's
the sex.
Let's do lesbian sex, okay?
Yeah.
Don't but you know?
Do you
don't
think about you think about dicks today?
I just thought I thought about sex. I talked to but my friend Liz about it. I was just, more. It's just like, what do I do? I'm not in the mood to date. I don't like casual sex. What do I do about this problem?
And then you were like, 2 hours and one couch before I leave the house.
She just said, don't be so hard on myself and don't be so closed minded. Like, I might meet
who?
In 2 months. My friend Liz. She was like, you might meet someone in 2 months that you actually like, and maybe you date for even just 3 months. She's like, you don't know what's going to happen. Don't start going and I'm going to be celibate for a year. Like, she's like, shut up. You don't know what's going to happen.
Why are you so against casual sex?
I don't like it. Like, it doesn't, like, yeah, I'll come. It doesn't actually satisfy me. It's just kind of like, it makes me feel sad after. It's like a body. It doesn't feel hot. I'm just like, ugh. Feels like I'd rather fuck my couch. You know what I'm saying, Sammy? Yeah. It just doesn't actually do it for me. Like, I want sex that's like, for me, that's like passionate. It's about the person. It's like,
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh my god.
You've been in relationships your whole life. That's probably why.
Gross.
Yeah, no, I have. I used to be a serial monogamist where it was just like always in a relationship.
I feel like that's not good.
No, I know.
I don't think serial monogamists deserve the death penalty.
Which is gonna be our topic next time, everybody. I just feel like
you're just so used to that.
So yeah, I'm in a dilemma right now where I'm like,
have you ever
how
had
do I
casual
do
sex?
This? Like with like friends, so it wasn't
no
like casual.
Have you no? Do you know what
you mean
are?
Like one night stand? No, never.
It doesn't have to be a one night stand. It could just be like a person who you're talking to for like a couple of weeks and then you bang them.
I think Kate needs to have a hoe phase.
Me too.
I'm not.
Listen, you're funky. Remember, you wearing that sweater? Go out and that's bang
what funky,
a dude.
That's what funky Kate would do. You would fuck an Egyptian.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, call up an Uber.
You would fuck up a You hear me? You would fuck up some foreign dude.
I know what you're saying, but no, because even so, when even when I've had sex with like friends that I knew, even that just felt too disconnected for me to be really into it.
I think you think too much.
No, yeah. I tried. Like, I was like, I can do this. I'm funky, Kate. And then I did it, and I was like, I didn't cry. I was just like, meh. It just felt like I always felt it felt like bad afterwards. Like, I was just like, ugh. Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe you need to do that, and then you'll be like, oh, I'm good for another 4 months. So you're not, you know.
Get it out of your system.
Flipping out.
I don't know. Guys, you can tweet at me and tell me what you no, not for sex. Tell me
tweet
what
tweet your
think.
Dick pics, kid.
Don't do that, please.
Mad dick pics in your inbox.
Don't. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I
just
meant
send
more
your dicks to Kate Wolf.
What you guys
at
think I should
Kate
do?
Kate Wolf.
Is
it at Kate Wolf?
At the Kate Wolf. I don't want
incoming
any pictures of vaginas or, you know what? You can send me pictures of boobs. You can send me pictures. You know what, guys?
Yo, by the way.
You know what, guys?
Vagina pictures are fucking aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need a vagina
what?
Just staring at me.
I think they're very aggressive.
Aggressive how?
Just like, I don't know. It doesn't. I'm
love,
just like.
There's nothing. Pussy pictures are great.
I don't think so.
You said that in a Bill Cosby voice.
I say a lot of things that I'm passionate
about. Pussy
dude.
Pictures
that, yeah.
Are great.
See, when you get the picture of the pussy.
It's great.
And it's a surprise. That's a great thing. Wow.
I definitely don't want a dick pic just at me. No, that's aggressive. It looks like a fucking weapon.
I
almost
feel like tit pics are like, you know.
You want dick pics, Sammy? From Joe? Does Joe ever send you dick pics? Once? Oh, everyone got quiet.
I don't know.
All right,
wait.
Prudes.
Prudes?
Prudes.
I'm talking about pussy pics.
Pussy pics.
Pussy pics.
No, but I just think they're mad aggressive. Like, it was just, I don't know.
Never send a picture of your vagina with your face in it.
How would you even do that?
They're angles.
Yoga.
Yeah, right? Hold up. Let me just, like a downward angle? Like, what the fuck?
Just me.
Like that,
it's my vagina.
That Anthony
set it on the floor and tapped the camera
with
your
toe.
So you get all the.
This would look like. This is what it would look like if I was standing over your face. That's the worst angle
I've
ever.
I've actually gotten one like that, floor up. She put the camera on the
floor.
Are
you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. Yeah. That says a lot, though.
It was a video. She was using a toy.
That's a lot.
It wasn't aggressive at all.
That's very aggressive.
It's like if you were here.
So if you guys want to send your aggressive pussy pictures to Matt Richards
all day,
you can
all day.
He will accept them.
I think
them.
I'm going to start up a separate.
He will jerk
Twitter
off to them for 30 seconds and then let his imagination take over.
Basically,
30 second burst is all you need.
Yeah, man.
That's healthy. That's actually really smart. Wait, did I do that right?
Oh God.
That's a gang.
Hashtag Funky Kate.
You do not identify as gangster.
By the way,
BT does.
Joe. We've had at least actually 8 people tweet hot collab because they want us to do a video together. And I think everyone just give up on it because it's not happening because he doesn't care. He doesn't want it.
Kate, I don't know how many times we're going to go through this where I tell you that I'm not against it.
Yeah, but you never say yes. So just come over and we'll do this.
Because that's not how I do
Shane's
shit.
Shane's off school.
I know your son's schedule.
We could all come over. Sammy could be there.
Yeah, it'd be great. Me, you, your son, Sammy.
Do you know that he's
Matt's
a YouTube
coming.
Star?
Who?
This dude. He's a YouTube star.
What do you do?
Like comedy videos.
Oh, cool.
It's a cool conversation to have.
Yeah.
Where do I? Oh.
I just want to take
Joe Santiago.
YouTube.com/
Joe Santiago.
No.
Oh, I can't read. Santiago.
I think you get
Joe Santiago. Sí se puede.
People see my name and they go S-A-N-T Santiago. Fuck it.
Yep.
I
got lazy.
It.
I got
yeah,
so
you
lazy.
Didn't even feel like
oh,
you were
yeah, Joe
it.
Santiago. I've been sitting here with you guys for 49 minutes and 37 seconds. The whole time I thought he was Santiago.
I identify as Spanish, though. Because, you know, everyone thinks I'm Spanish, so I just identify as that.
I have a joke, right?
Sounds stupid.
No, but I have a joke, right? About my Puerto Rican vagina.
That is funny, though.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually take that seriously. I'm not like, hey, just so you know, before you go down there, It identifies as Puerto Rican.
There's a parade going on. So bring Goya or bring nothing.
If someone tells you that there's a parade going on in their vagina, parade means herpes.
Oh,
wait.
I don't know.
Why would they say that?
They're not.
Why would you make lingo for that?
Why am I allowed to talk right now? I am clearly not in a good place.
Who makes lingo for shit like that? Like, just don't beat around the bush. Tell me what it is. It's like, hey, I got a parade.
Sick. Oh, if someone actually has an STD, you mean?
Yeah, like, I got a parade.
You know how many people have STDs and don't tell people and just fuck them? Most people.
Jesus Christ.
I don't roll like that.
I take chicks to go get tested.
Do you?
This isn't Chipotle. Nope.
I have
it's
the
not. And it won't be until I find your blood out if you're burning, bitch.
I have the cervical cancer causing HPV, not the genital warts, and I tell every dude. I'm like, just so you know, I have cervical.
Every dude has it already.
Everyone has it. But I still like to tell people because I feel like it's honest.
What is it, like 3 out of 4 or some shit?
It's like 80% of people, guys included, have HPV, but guys don't know because it doesn't really affect them. Maybe like the rare case a dude can get dick cancer.
There's not even
just,
like tests to see it, right?
No.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, that's why dudes are like, wait, so what why is it even a freak thing? Out. And then I'm like,
why is it something we even recognize?
Because in
no
girls,
one could test for
it's
it.
For girls. Because in girls, you can get HPV. And I've had to get 2 procedures because, like, the cells were getting, you know. So, like, for girls, it can really affect them.
Yeah.
So it is important. Women, get your pap smears.
Get a pap smear.
I should just go to the OBGYN when I'm horny. No, I'm so joking. There it's not enjoyable at
Problem
all.
Problem solved.
So what do you think, Doc?
A little speculative. Yeah.
Is everything action. Good?
Yeah. Go further, further. Now take it out. Take it out. Go in.
Okay.
And out. And in. And out.
This is aggressive.
In. And this is aggressive. My name's Kate. In and out. In and out.
Is it called a speculum?
I'm coming.
It's called a speculum, right?
A speculum. Listen, Smarty McFarty. Okay.
The duck thing. The duck gun.
How do you know this shit? It's not a gun. God, is it a gun?
It's like a gun. It's like a duck pussy gun.
Wait, this is a gun?
Whack.
Yeah. It's not a gun. Like a caulking gun has that handle thing. Yeah.
They shoot people in the puss?
I've never been shot
in the
puss.
It's a coochie opener.
Oh, it's like, it just opens up?
Can you imagine being an OBGYN? Like, that's your job, just looking at rank puss all day?
Not all of them rank.
A lot. Yeah, but okay. Suppose you have 80 vaginas. How many of them are probably rank?
72.
Oh, yeah. Because
chicks with normal vaginas don't. Yeah.
No,
like,
maybe
I don't
half,
need to go get it checked out. Because
some are coming
out.
In just for checkups, you know. But,
but
you're
most
seeing
of them,
some funky.
I don't know what's going on. There's green stuff.
There's a smell. Can you check it out, Doc?
Stop it. I didn't even think about that. I've never thought about shit like this.
Yeah.
I have.
That's their job. Checking out weird vagina stuff.
I don't want to do it.
I've had my period for 3 weeks straight. Can you check out what's going on? No, I haven't. Oh, Sammy just saw a ghost or blue energy.
There it is.
All good. There we go.
Spirituality.
I did that for you. I did that for you guys.
Okay. You right, say shit like that, though.
I know.
A blue energy?
I feel like you have blue energy, actually.
I'm a ghost hunter, actually.
No, you're not.
I've gone up. Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, that's the.
He identifies as a ghost hunter.
the show that WeTV is sitting on is me and a couple other cats hunting ghosts in the hood.
In the hood?
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you're
we
in the hood?
We just got quiet. We didn't even know what to say to that. Because I can't tell if it's
Nobody
a serious show or you're
I don't fuck
making
ghosts
fun.
At all.
It's semi-serious.
Dude, I wish I could be on that show. I don't
scary.
Know. Actually, I don't need ghosts
scary
chasing me.
No,
is it? It must be scary, right? Because it must take you to really fucking creepy ass places that probably do have really some energy field stuff going on. Yep.
I don't believe in any of it. Just to
keep
me safe.
Uh huh.
If I don't believe in it, it can't hurt.
That's
me.
That's why you're so into my tarot readings. You don't believe in it. You know what, Matt? Take that shit somewhere else. Because I ain't believing
it's
you.
It's not ghosts coming out of your cards.
Exactly.
Different shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he's tapped into the spiritual, he knows that stuff. Listen, as long as you're positive and you shield yourself in white light, you're fine.
My light identifies as black.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're fine. You can fight off. Like, you're a strong dude. No ghosts. No, actually, be scared of some ghosts.
I'm
just protect
horrified.
Yourself. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. God, I'm so annoying.
Yeah. Anyway,
so did I do good?
I thought you were great. I'm so sorry we didn't do the topic I told you
no,
about.
No, it's cool.
Are you mad at me?
No, not mad.
It's fucked up.
I came all the way from Jersey to
Oh my God, wait, where in Jersey did you come from?
I'm fucking with you.
Where do you live?
I was in Chelsea, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I was, you know, Matt, where can down they the find fucking you? Block. Where can they send their aggressive vagina pictures to?
Just Matt Richards.
On I Matt Richards?
Yeah.
That was a judgmental.
Yeah, no kidding. It was like, well, that sucks.
Matt Richards was taken.
Yeah, but what about like the Matt Richards? I am
very
Matt
pretentious.
Richards.
I am, and the M in Matt is too many M's. Oh, confuses people.
Oh yeah.
People are stupid.
The Kate Wolf at the Kate Wolf. Everyone,
you know, because there's so many Kate Wolfs, but she is the one.
You can send me tit pics. By mine the was way, almost the I'll original. Use my imagination for the rest.
There you go. 30 seconds of titties. That's all you need.
What about? I just need 30 seconds. What about pussy pics?
I don't think I'm ready for that.
I've gotten a few. I've gotten one where the girl like pulled her finger out and you could see like the wetness on it. I was like, oh, dude, I got to get a Metro card.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I'm ready for that. But you know what? Maybe in a month I will be.
Unless it was Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
All right. Relax. Jesus. I'm not even going to mention
Ruby
her
Rose's anymore. Pussy has a goatee.
Probably.
I don't give a shit what it has around it. As long as it's my tongue, right, guys? What?
And if you guys want to find me on Twitter, it's at Joe Santagato. Kate, where can they find you?
I already said it.
Not
that's
Santiago.
That's great. And
Bike, I'm so sorry about this podcast, everybody. I really phoned it in, and I just apologize. Hopefully, this will be fixed soon. Whether it's through therapy or actual
sex,
dickage or vagina edge.
Dickage?
I would like to apologize like once again.
Sounds too much like dick itch.
Yeah, like dickage.
Listen, guys, this is not your fault. You don't
dickage
have to be
sounds like a like an Irish town.
Like dickage.
Dickage, Ireland.
Oh, where are you from, Boyle?
Dickage.
Right by Dickage.
Yeah, right? Dickage.
Down to the road.
This probably is a place, honestly.
Dickage, Ireland.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace.